Episode 418, April 22nd, 2019.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you,
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Rob and Joe Show. We just recorded a bonus episode, so patrons, be on the lookout.
Graham said in a chat just now, Scott from Philly said, hey, do we have another Graham story this week? Graham said, afraid not, nothing exciting happened to me. So since last week when the woman exposed herself to him, Graham's pulled me aside at Easter and said, hey, do those stories really bother you? Well, I mean, I said no, but they do, but that doesn't mean I want them to stop.
Right. The people love them.
Yeah, I can't deprive the audience of the things that they want. But yes, clearly I don't like my father being in those situations. Yes.
How important in his life are these, being able to tell and share these stories?
Maybe he needs to kind of relieve himself of these. Unburden himself. That's a better word.
I mean, if you had to say his hobbies? What are the things that gives him the most joy other than, you know, spending time with family and drink?
No.
Where does this rank?
This is more important. Hey, let me tell you how I know.
He's right.
I'm going to tell you how I know.
Okay.
My son's birthday, James, 420, just turned 19.
Happy birthday.
And he's going to dinner with his grandparents, which is tradition, right?
Okay.
And they went to lunch. They went to dinner tonight. But my father wanted to have dinner at 5:30.
Course.
And the reason is so he would not miss the Robin Joe show.
And also because he's 80 years old, but whatever.
Well, yeah, that's what time he eats.
Welcome to the show. I was just sort of half-ass talking before the show about the wedding, and I just threw out there who's going to have the most sex during at the wedding, during the vacation. And Robbie goes, not even close.
At his creepiest, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's as if he's got like women lined up or something.
Well, he does have a woman lined
up.
Yeah,
but like he has multiple. Like he's going for a record or something. He was that confident.
Well, no, but if I'm Robbie's probably right, because you know, the first week there's going to be a night I'm not even with Katie.
Oh yeah, it's definitely not you and Katie.
Yeah, and then we're going to be doing all this planning. We're not going to be in there. You know, that's probably not going to happen.
She's going to be mad at you half the time.
Yeah, right. I got to get that out of the way. No, I'm sure that we're going to consummate our marriage on the 31st.
Yes.
Actually, probably on the 1st, because it'll probably be after midnight.
So the over-under on your sexual escapades is 1.5?
Well, no, because I'm there another week.
Oh, okay.
But if you're just talking about the time when everybody's there.
For the first weekend, yeah.
No. Well, I'm definitely going to have one.
Right. So 1.5.
1.5 is, yeah.
Yes.
So you'd guess, am I going to have sex a second time?
Right.
I don't think I am.
So you're not going to have sex. The first time you have sex is the consummation of, right?
Okay, so
when do you get there? You get there Wednesday.
We get there Wednesday.
The wedding is Friday.
But the rehearsal dinner's Thursday. So, and then I don't see her. And
right.
Then the wedding's Friday, so Friday night.
Yes.
But then Saturday, you know, that's our first day married. Everybody's going to be out partying. But
Friday night might turn into Saturday morning.
Well, that's what I said. It's probably the first.
Yeah.
Is the first time that happens. So probably one. And Robbie is in a brand new relationship. And you know Robbie. He's a Coxman, so he may even pull a couple two-a-days.
So the over-under on Robbie, you're there Wednesday to Saturday or Wednesday to Sunday, Robbie?
Wednesday to Sunday.
Okay, so you have four
nights.
But
she won't be there
till
Thursday.
Friday.
She won't be there till Thursday.
So Thursday, Friday, you have three nights.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, yeah.
Okay.
So you're what the question you're going to say is it more than three?
It's 3.5 is the over-under.
I mean, I know Robbie. Yeah, it's going to be over. It's also pretty new. How long have you been in this relationship, Robbie?
5 months.
5 months. And it's also only been a couple months since they've had their run of the house.
Right, exactly.
So that
free
makes
to
a difference, too.
Want.
Yeah, so now...
And this is your first vacation together.
Well, we took one over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, but we've had a few getaways.
A
I'll
few
put it
excursions.
That way. This will be the big one.
It's sure. going to be warm, too. Matt Colby in chat says, does Robbie have Wilt Chamberlain numbers? No, he doesn't have Wilt Chamberlain numbers, but we've said this a million times. I won't tell the story again.
He has better than Michael Chamberlain
numbers. Yes, yes. He's and also Byron Chamberlain, whatever. Anyway, but Robbie was very, very early on in the online dating. Back when it was ridiculed, Robbie was in
online dating 1.0.
Back when it was AOL and CompuServe and there was no match.com.
CompuServe.
So, Robbie, I'm saying that 3.5 is the over-under. You're good about the over?
Oh, I would take the over on that one.
Benchwarmer says three nights. That sounds like three different mixtapes.
That's true. Are you bringing your laptop?
No.
Okay. Do you ever go on your smartphone for a mixtape?
I've been using the smartphone.
Okay.
Recently.
Ooh, classic. Okay. So what are Spotify? The other... So I guarantee you, Twan and I are not going to have 3.5 sexual sessions.
What, do you have one? Because we're out killing it. You know
yeah,
what I
there'll
mean?
There'll be one, yes.
tied up real quick, just letting you know, Caps.
Don't tell me that. Yeah, I don't want updates.
Okay.
I'll have my own updates.
Sorry.
That's okay. You're forgiven. So you've got Eric and Erica, his wife, the newly 45-pound slimmer Eric.
Yeah, we talked about that on the bonus show if you want to give it a listen.
And they have kids, so when they get out, they probably really go for it.
Hey, Jim Amato asked if Robbie has Melissa Manchester in his mixtape. Do you, Robbie?
No.
No, okay.
She makes fun of me for Melissa Manchester, if you recall.
It's never too late. So I'm just trying to think of who are the candidates to get close to Robbie.
So my sisters aren't bringing their husbands, so they got a shot. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No. Wow.
And, my boss and my friend Gary, they're coming, they're friends and they're coming together and they're not, they don't have their significant others with them. So, a lot of them are older.
Yeah.
So.
What about Frank the Tank?
He's not coming. Seriously, he's 3.5. I'll bet it's zero. The over-under is 0.5
okay.
with those guys, right?
What about, is Wilkerson have a girl?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, those guys.
Oh, okay, that's competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. But I don't know.
You don't think Eric and Erica is competition?
I don't think so.
They're drinkers?
Gonna be out. Yeah, but they're going to be out. That's you're right, but
they're
there's
away
drinkers.
From the kids.
Listen, Robbie will place sex over drinking. Those guys.
Yeah.
What they're
going
to
want to hang out.
They're going to want, same with Dave.
Yeah.
Same with Eric. Those guys are going to want to be out killing it, and then at the end of the night, if they happen to stumble into their room, then that's fine.
Right.
But it's not part of what they're doing. When Robbie is there with his, you know, coconut filled with whatever, he's thinking about fucking.
Yes.
Nobody else is, so that matters.
What about Phil and Allison?
No.
Former landlord
but
Phil.
But they're 3 or 4 years into their marriage.
They also like to drink
They also
too.
Like to socialize and drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so no. No,
okay.
It's pretty clear it's going to be
what
Robbie.
About Gramps and some random woman that works there
to help? It's not his type.
Okay. Wrong country for that?
That's right.
All right. Well,
he will try to sell him insurance, though.
Yes, he will. I want to get Katie up here at some point because her bachelorette party is this Saturday. So I'm curious about the breakdown of all
hey,
that.
Katie!
Yeah, let me say before we get her up here,
yeah.
I don't like the theme.
Okay, well, let's... Okay. Do you want to wait till she gets up here?
Well, I don't want her to hear this.
Yeah. I don't even know what the theme is.
It's tacky tourists, and girls like to look hot. They don't be wearing fanny packs and shit like that, right?
I did. Tawana did say that.
That's not Katie's idea, though. That was, I think, her mom's idea or whatever, and I don't think she's going to be like, I don't like this. But I know my sister Robin said the same thing. She goes, I want to, you know, I want to dress up. Yeah. I want to dress slutty.
Okay.
But instead, they're wearing, Hawaiian shirts and cameras. And
they have to wear a MAGA hat?
They're wearing tourists wear MAGA hats.
Boy, your ex-girlfriend would be perfect for this, Robbie.
Yeah. Taking pictures.
So, I've never even heard of that as a theme.
Well, I've never even heard of a bachelorette party having a theme. I mean, they might have like a little hashtag or something, but usually they go to some, fun in the sun or whatever. But
I know that and we'll debate this later in the show, murder mystery ideas. We've never come up with tacky tourist murder mystery.
Yes, and we come up with all kinds. By the way, what the first right of refusal is for murder mysteries. It's always, can it be marketed towards the female in a relationship? That's what I think, because I think females drive this market.
Well, no, because you rejected my last idea that I think is perfectly female driven.
Well, we'll get there. So, but a guy also has to say, okay, it's neutral enough that I'm not going to feel like, oh, I don't want to participate in that.
Right.
So, yeah, what was the one idea? The Bachelor, is that what it was? Anyway,
yes.
And I'm like, well, I don't know that
A parody of the Bachelor, Bachelorette
right,
TV show.
Right. By the way, I'm not saying we're not going to do that, but we're trying to figure out, is that going to be a draw? So your next idea was Dancing with the Stars.
No, I had 30 ideas.
But I know, but what I'm saying is that...
But yes, that
I worked. Don't want to keep saying no. You know what I mean? I don't want to, especially since... So
you don't say no, you just don't reply.
I did. That's what I was doing.
Yes,
yeah, I was.
Right.
I hated it, but I didn't want to. Also, that'd be difficult to find like five audience members to start dancing. Who are you, Katie?
It would be easy.
don't think so.
Yeah, I think that. No. By the way, I'm not. I don't even like that idea that much.
You're just fucking with me.
No. It would be like the sing for life, but for dancing.
No, I know what it was. I knew what you meant. Yeah.
I mean, it would be it was too similar to what we've already done. Well, now we're on. Are we on this subject now?
Came in organically. So.
Okay. Well, I have. I thought of the wedding idea of a wedding gone horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Till Death Do Us Part is a murder mystery wedding title that's been used 1,000 times, so we can't. We could, but I don't want to. So I just say Till Murder Do Us Part.
People would be like, why are you saying that when you could easily use death and it means the same thing?
Because the rival company that. Does right. Thousands of them. That's one of their main shows. It just
how about Till Murder Do Us Murder?
Okay, yeah, that's good. No, you don't.
No, by the way,
you
murder,
don't think you don't no. think Till Death Do you think we should just steal their name?
No, I don't think that. Yeah. But I also think that that company doesn't own Till Death Do Us Part. Who knows when that was? That's probably said in the 10th century.
Yeah, but I mean, I bet you there's 30 murder mysteries over the years that have that title.
Maybe, but you haven't looked. And then if you look and see it, it was still your original thought.
Okay, but it's also okay. But I like to think that all of our ideas are, and there's not another one exactly like
well, if somebody thinks of
although
a better
Although Back
name.
To the 80s has probably been done.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I told you I found a Back to the 80s t-shirt at one of those Hot Topics or something like that, yeah. Took a picture of it.
Well, Robbie, do you think Till Death Do Us Part, it's fine to just rip off the company that does the murder mystery 4 blocks away from a Goobies?
Jim Amato has two horrible ideas in chat, if you'd like to hear them.
I would. Well, let's hit Robbie's answer first.
Go ahead, Robbie.
I just think we can do better.
Okay.
I don't think it matters of stealing that or not. It's not copyrighted, but I think we can do better.
It's like saying happy birthday and say, oh, I've heard it before, you stole it. I mean, Till Death Do Us Part is not...
I'm not worried about legally. Right, I'm just trying to, be more creative. That's it. Go ahead.
Agree.
What's Jim Amato's ideas?
He then just came up with an even worse one as I was sitting here. His first one is I Do, I Don't, I Die.
Okay.
His next one is Happily Murdered.
Happily Ever Murdered?
Mm-hmm. His last one is I Take Thee to Be My Deceased.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're there. Okay, well, this is the idea that I have for that one. Just from a humor standpoint.
Hold on real quick. Benchwarmer said, murder mystery ideas about weddings from Rob. Rewind back. Rob didn't even know groomsmen wore matching suits. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, you're right, because we want to be on the nose. That's the point of this. So I'm envisioning Katie and Justin are getting married. Joe's officiating the wedding. You do the thing where you say, does anyone here have any objections or whatever?
Right.
Eric stands up, raises his hand. You call it him. He says, Yeah, we had to like pick steak or chicken for the meal.
I was
wondering, can I have both?
I like
and you're
it.
Like, no. And then Tommy stands up. It's like the scene from Say Anything. He's got a boombox. I've been in love with you.
Right.
And so
we have motives from different people that stand up.
Exactly.
And then eventually,
exactly.
Gotcha.
And then I was thinking, I don't know if we give too much away, but by the way, this is probably not even going to happen. Or if it does, not like this. Then you die before the wedding is official. Because obviously somebody didn't want Katie to marry Justin.
You mean Justin dies?
No, you die.
Oh, I see. So the way for them to stop the wedding between these two is to kill the guy who's officiating it? Because they're still going to get married. Wouldn't they want to kill the person that they don't want marrying her?
Okay, but then are they... That's fine.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Yeah, you may be right. But I mean, the... Okay, then Justin dies, he comes back. But whatever.
Got it.
The point is that... In the end, she realizes throughout this that Justin is actually a bad guy, and she shouldn't marry him, and she ends up falling in love with, like, Tommy or whoever.
Right.
Guy. Yeah.
I like it. Okay. All we got to do is get people to come see it.
Okay. Well, do you like the idea?
Jim Amato says, bad premise.
Okay, so that's one premise. Robbie?
Oh, no. He's saying that either the groom or the bride has to die, so that's what he's
okay.
saying.
That's fine. That's
it is easier to get motive that way, too. But no, I like the idea. Look, I know what's going to happen. The idea is good. We'll be able to write a great murder mystery. Everything you said, it's easy to create motive. Obviously, it's easy to have dancing in it. It's easy to have singing in it. All the things we like to do is going to be easy. The thing that's going to be hard is making the things I don't know. Hard isn't it? Is how do we name it in a way that everybody's like, I'm on board, I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because remember also, I think about the audience that we appeal to is kind of, we go all around, right? Obviously, yeah. When we're at AMP, it's a little highbrow. When we're in Brightbox, it's a little more blue collar. When yeah. we're at Magoobies and it's a 98 Rock audience, it's blue collar. You know, you
Improv's
want...
Improv's more young professional.
You're exactly right. Some are left, some are right. So you want to get something that kind of has universal appeal. And I do feel like that idea... We'd have to kind of disguise it in, because we can call it love. We can have it that, and then it be a wedding.
Well, I thought about love and marriage and murder.
Okay. Hey, love and marriage and murder is vague enough where people think it's, because remember, like, defending the caveman and all that stuff they had about women are from, you know, Venus or whatever, and men are from, all that stuff is good. If the idea, listen, if the idea is we're going to talk about male-female relationships, and then they show up and it's a wedding, that's fine.
Okay.
But if you put the wedding bell murders, you might lose some audience members.
Okay.
So I like the idea.
All right.
Just if we name it vague enough to where they don't know that they don't want to see, and then they get there and they realize it's something they do want to see.
Okay. Robbie, your thoughts.
I love love and marriage and murder.
Okay. What about so that's a contender. By the way, the reality is, I mean, we're probably going to write 10 more of these.
Yeah, so, we're going to have to use everything.
Yeah. So we have this idea.
Jeez, what is this?
What?
Nick Colby just said buried with children. Nobody's going to know what the hell that's about.
It's not bad.
Killing children.
Yeah, hilarious. We thought about making fun of, like, you know, Trailer Park, you know, Poor White Trash, so there's that, which I think is a good idea, but it's just, I'm always like, once I have a name I like, then I get excited.
Right. You said, we had Hillbilly Homicide.
I don't like the word homicide.
Well, I mean, there was a show called Homicide. Why don't you like it? Because we're near Baltimore and people keep getting killed.
Was that show a comedy show?
No.
Okay.
Was it?
Okay.
But I mean, we're going to put murder in it. I think murder is more invasive, what's the word, or more brash than homicide.
Well, it's called a murder mystery, so I think people are okay with the word murder. Maybe it's just homicide. Maybe I just have bad gotcha. Memories. I just think that the word homicide, you
I've always
see
called
it
a homicide mystery. You might have called it a murder mystery.
You just see homicide, it seems more. Maybe that's just me. Because we do have good homicide names. Hillbilly Homicide, Double Wide Homicide. And I do like the character named Sherlock. Sherlock Mobile Holmes.
Just so we could have that name.
Yes. So there's that idea. There's the Western.
The Western's a good idea.
Yeah, the good, the bad, and the murdered or something.
God, Jim Amato just wrote something so horrible in chat. I'm not going to read it. God, it's so not funny.
Offensive or
you
not
want me to
funny?
No, just oh, not.
No, please, please do.
It's to the theme of to the tune of Love and Marriage.
Yeah.
The theme from Married with Children.
Sure, Frank Sinatra.
Love and murder, they go together like a jewel and a burglar. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
We just wrote that, so give him some credit. I mean, he just...
so bad.
Not bad, not bad. Well, you know
hey,
what?
Hey, Chicken Fried Homicide is the... but people aren't going to know that's about you know, Trailer Park or White Trash.
No.
I think it's about the South.
Yeah, but I don't know, do we want to... So there's that. It's... And so you get that, you got the Western, you've got...
You're trying to sell me on the wedding one.
Okay. And then I thought like of a high school reunion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what happens is the different people. Yeah, somebody used to be bullied when they were, you know, whatever. Yeah, you're right. We can go back however long. And they used to drive a Trans Am and, you know, you were jealous because you drove a.
Yes. So you can hit all those nostalgia notes. So it's almost doing like an 80s or 90s without doing it. Okay. So you like that.
Yeah, I do like that.
All right, good.
All right, so those are our next two then, I guess. And I then, also like...
Well, then there's the classic, you know, like out of the mystery novel. You're all invited to this mansion. You don't know why.
What's it, noir? What's it called, Robbie?
It's like an Agatha Christie thing or something.
Yeah. So what's the word? Film noir? Is that what it's called? Like that kind
of
thing?
But
yeah.
Then, no, that's more of a detective story.
Yeah. Usually.
I also like the idea of doing another decade, like the 70s.
Well, we can't. That would be the one to do, right? We can't do back to, you know,
back to 5 years ago.
Yeah, back to 2007.
It's weird because the 90s barely has an identity.
But I feel like the 90s, it's becoming, yes. 90s nostalgia is becoming a thing.
Yeah, because of the amount of time, it right? Because that's 25 years. So you're right. It's going to have to be another decade before. So we have to go back.
I almost feel like we could do a 90s sequel before we would do 70s. We'd have to do a couple in between.
I don't know that I agree with a 90s sequel before 70s. I think an 80s
sequel. I've got an idea.
Go ahead.
So you guys have done the game shows before. What about Double Jeopardy? Kill off two people during the game show.
We've killed off two people before.
But you're calling it Double Jeopardy.
So you're letting them know there's going to be two murders.
I like the game show idea because we have, we've done that in terms of... The Newly Dead Game is a game show.
And, I think and we should do Card Sharks, the
and
murder
Jeopardy
machine.
Is super popular right now.
Yeah, no shit.
It would be fun, you know, a Jeopardy theme, yeah, where somebody is just, all right.
Well, we've talked about trivia. We could make a Jeopardy themed and then just, you know what I mean?
Because we do have this trivia idea. I like it a bit more for smaller venues, a different, but that's a whole other subject that we need to figure out. Anyway, let's take a break. Thank you guys for letting us brainstorm. Rob and Joe Show, be right back.
Hi, this is radio personality and morning show host Justin Schlegel back to tell you about the newest interactive, hilarious whodunit from Die Laughing Productions, Hit Me 90s One More Time. In this show, I really get to stretch my acting chops. I play a radio personality. Ooh, this time, we're taking you back to the 1990s. You're at a radio station promotional event where listeners battle it out for the hottest concert tickets of the year, Ace of Base. Everything goes smoothly and no one dies. Not... Actually, some unlucky person will not just be losing their religion, but meeting their fate. And top market DJ Slater in the Morning, that's me, must solve the murder. Hit Me 90s One More Time also stars two princes, Mr. Jones and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions comedians, and most importantly, you, the audience. Come celebrate the 90s with us, for all we really want to do is have some fun, jump around, and help you get through this semi-charm kind of life. Don't miss Hit Me 90s One More Time. Eat, drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Next performance, May 25th at McGoobie's Joke House, Timonium. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Welcome back. Big week this week for moviegoers. It's Endgame, Infinity War, right?
Yeah.
Part 2 or whatever.
I won't, I see all the movies, but I won't see this movie the first weekend.
Well, you had to have already bought tickets,
I imagine. It's such a shit show.
So you want to avoid the chaos or the super diehards.
By the way, there isn't any chaos anymore now that all the seating is reserved. You kind of don't have. You're not really faced with that.
No, that's true.
So
what's your? Why are you holding out?
Probably just because I haven't done anything yet in order to do it. Also, we have a murder mystery on Saturday.
True.
So, you know, I don't like
the bachelorette party for Katie.
Yeah. So, yeah, we won't be able to see that.
Sunday,
she's
probably going to be banging that dude she met the night before as a tourist. That's what tourists do. So, our friend Tommy Simbazo, big fan of the comic book movies, and the movie apparently is 3 hours long, and he has bought this contraption that he's going to wear that allows him to pee into it.
Now, I'm wondering, maybe we should call him and ask him about it. But I'm wondering, Robbie, while we're talking, get his number ready if you don't mind. But I'm wondering if it's in case I want to have this so I don't have to get up, or if he's like, there's zero chance I'm not going to piss in this thing.
Well, I know I feel like there's no way he would get up. So he would either piss his pants or he'd just hold it and suffer. But you don't want to be able to enjoy the movie.
So you think that it's more enjoyable to sit there and piss yourself and be sitting there with a bag of piss on your leg than it would be for you to hold it?
I think this is so important. Remember, this is the guy that, the spoilers, you know, he's not going to, he's logging off the internet come Wednesday because when it comes out in China.
Yeah.
That's how
and
serious.
Hey, Robbie, will you call Tommy? Okay, so while you're doing that, yeah, and you know we've talked about this before. If you are unlucky enough to have accidentally spoiled any part of this for Tommy,
yeah,
you're in danger.
By the way, weren't you guys texting Game of Thrones stuff today?
No.
Okay, I thought you were.
Mm-mm.
Maybe that's another thread. Anyway, because I didn't watch it yet from last night.
I'm 45 minutes in. I started watching it.
Oh, you're almost done.
I started watching it because I knew Katie would watch it while we were doing this show.
So we're calling Tommy Simbazo.
Probably not picking us up. He might be recording his own shows.
It's very possible.
As far as I know. As far as we know.
So, because, you know, you only get one chance to see this movie the first time.
No.
Hi, you've reached the phone of Tommy Lear, otherwise known as Tommy Simbazo.
All right. You can hang up. Don't do the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
If you are satisfied with your message.
Yeah. I am. Just hang up.
Yeah, Robbie, there's no humor in leaving.
Are you still there?
Yeah, see, I do it. Come on, Robbie.
Okay. I hang up. That's just clips I have.
Okay, I got you. All right. So he doesn't want to risk it. It's so important to him that he watches this.
Is he seeing it on Friday?
I think he said Saturday.
Jeez.
Yes.
He's going to be off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then he's seeing it during the day on Saturday.
By the way, you know what happens when you don't go online? You miss nothing. You go outside. You enjoy life. It's fine. You're better off without it.
If something happens that's a huge deal, like the Mueller report or whatever.
Or like 9/11.
2 weeks later, nobody remembers what nobody's talking about it anymore. Yes. So it doesn't matter.
There's nothing to be. When you're online, you're spoiling actually being outside and living your life. Or doing something else, listening to music, but whatever. Or making love to your new 5-month
three and a half time.
Yeah. So I think he's just, because he showed us a picture of him wearing this entrap, this whatever you call it.
Yeah. He also had it on his face.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm not saying which order these pictures were taken in.
First, I thought that was his junk. I was like, wow, Tommy. That is huge.
Hey, did you see that, Robbie? Did you see that picture?
Unfortunately, I did.
Well, here's the thing. So I actually got mad at Robbie, but shocker. He wasn't being a dick. I guess he was just talking to be funny, whatever. But Robbie gave me shit, I don't know, maybe it was like 2 months ago, because there was a thread that he wasn't on, and therefore he wasn't aware of something that was going on. So I said, all right. So we put Robbie in this chain of text so he wouldn't miss anything. And then I asked if people were available on a date, and I side-texted Robbie. Robbie, are you available? He goes, yeah, but I'm not reading that whole text. I'm not reading that text string. There's like 100 texts in there.
It is a lot.
I said, well, Robbie, you can't have it both ways. You either have to be okay with, do you want to be included and get all the texts, or do you not want to see a bunch of texts and get out? He said, he was just kidding. So,
well, I just want to explain to you why I didn't get back to you right away.
That's the thing. I mean, so what do you do if it's too
after,
many?
There's a certain point when I start ignoring all that.
I do the same thing. It's
fair enough, but I mean, okay, whatever. I'm not going to get into it. But if we didn't have you on it, typing, But it's also to read that, right?
I got a kick out of the whole Chris Restivo thing. I'm sorry to bring that up, but I got a kick out of the whole Chris Restivo thing up to a point. But then people are just typing LOL. I mean, it just gets annoying.
Yes, I'm sure. There's a lot of that.
Restivo went on 98 Rock last Friday morning, and it went how you thought it would go. There's that story. can't talk more. All right. Well,
yes. Do your own investigation.
I won't see it this weekend. You won't, Robbie. You're not going to see it this weekend, are you?
Very unlikely.
Okay, you're too busy.
But you'll see it, right, Robbie?
Oh, I'm going to see it. I'll probably wait for it to come.
You're playing your own end game.
Hold on. You're going to wait for it to come out on DVD?
No, not DVD. Mail
in your Netflix.
Hey, are you still mailing in your Netflix, Robbie?
Joe, we've talked about this. Yes. No,
you're not.
By the way, Tuan and I didn't see the first one until on demand.
I told you guys, I was so mad when I watched the last one, and I found out it was a cliffhanger. I would have just waited if I'd known.
Well, you would have waited.
Nobody spoiled.
Oh, I see.
Nobody spoiled the last one for me.
You would have waited until what?
So you
today.
You could watch them back to back, basically.
Exactly.
I understand. Okay. Well, sorry.
Probably was watching 6 hours worth of Avengers.
So it's another big football nerdy thing this week is the NFL draft Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I'll be covering that, by the way.
You're just covering the first round, which is Thursday, correct?
Yep, just the first round. Hey, the last time I covered the first round, Rob was there.
Yeah, and they picked a bust.
They picked Brashad Perriman with the very last pick. They actually had to, I think they had to trade into the first round because they traded their pick.
I don't
pick.
Remember that part, but I trust you.
Yeah, they traded whatever pick they had, so we're like, we might be covering nothing.
Yeah.
And then they traded back in with the last pick in the first round to pick up Brashad Perriman, who's still in the league, but I guess he is a bust.
He's not on the Ravens anymore.
No, he's on the Browns, right?
So, you told me, I said, have you been doing any prep? You said you have a magazine, isn't even a thing anymore. Like, I don't even know that exists.
Yeah, it's like buying a fantasy football magazine. Right. Every single player in there is injured. So, I'm like, I'd like to familiarize myself with the players who are likely to be drafted in the first round. That's
okay.
All. I want to know. So let's say, for example, like Joey Bosa.
Yep.
If he gets drafted first or whatever,
Bosa.
Second. Nick Bosa, his brother's Joey,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if Nick Bosa gets drafted first or second, I'm going to be able to say, oh, well, this guy's this, 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 and this. Because by the way, if I've never seen Nick Bosa play, I haven't seen any of these fucking guys play except for Kyler Murray.
Right.
You know, that's it. I haven't seen them play. I don't know if they're any good.
Of course not.
So the only thing I know is about what I read that somebody else thinks about them, and I'm going to represent that as my own idea. Whatever it says in there, I'm going
to
say.
So are you able to just – do you know when the Ravens are picking?
Yeah, they're picking – it's like 22nd or something like that, somewhere around then.
Yeah, you think you should have that memorized by the time
– what is it? Do you know?
Draft? I'm finding out right now
for
you.
Yeah, I'm going to guess 22nd.
It is 22. You got it right.
Cool. Benchwarmer says in chat, Joe, what's your level of concern that the Ravens trade down and don't even pick on Thursday night? There is concern because it's not a great broadcast because people will listen. Let's say, for example, they're 3 or 4 picks away from there. People are going to continue to listen. Or run inside and watch it on TV like a normal person.
Now, this mock draft has the Ravens. I'm going to name the player, and you can try to guess the school and the position.
Okay, go ahead.
Clelin, C-L-E-L-I-N, Farrell. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Okay, let me think about what they're. Clelin Farrell, okay. Mm-hmm. Is that a tight end?
Nope.
Is that a defensive lineman?
It is.
Yes.
A defensive end, yes.
A defensive end. And
I will give you... All right.
You got to give me multiple choice. I'm never going to...
I will say this is one of the better... They're one of the better schools in terms of a football factory.
Okay. Alabama?
No.
All right. LSU?
No. They're probably...
Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State?
No. They're the best team in the last three
Clemson.
Years. Yes, Clemson. All right. Yes. All right. So there you go. Do you have a position that you would like them to pick?
I would like them to pick.
Because I want to see how prepared you are for this. Because right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 2.5.
I just knew when they are going to.
Yes.
By the way, I'm at a 2.5, but I'm the more prepared of the two people that are broadcasting.
Yeah.
So, I'll do my homework. I'll know what's going on. And if not, I'll have enough information there to be dangerous, right?
Okay. To be dangerous.
Right. I'm going to not embarrass myself.
Of course not.
But what do I want to see them draft? Here's the deal. It doesn't matter.
Whatever name it doesn't matter to our listeners either. I just wanted to make fun of
whatever name they say at 22.
Who knows?
I hope it's the best player available. You know, it doesn't matter. Listen, if they draft quarterback there and that's the best player, that's the right pick.
They won't do that.
Well, guess what? The Washington Redskins took Robert Griffin III with the second overall pick, and in the third round, who'd they take?
Yeah, but they didn't take. They didn't draft the guy in the first round. Start him, and then the next year. Never mind. Anyway, can we get Katie up here? I want to talk about this bachelorette party.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, unless she's watching Game of Thrones,
Katie.
I'll see.
Well, she might be. Yeah. Also, I want to talk. 2 weeks ago in Winchester at the Bright Box, you guys took a cast photo. I wasn't there, and Robbie sat in for me. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Hey, they're projecting the Caps game on the side of
the house.
Oh,
that's
pretty
awesome.
Man. We got to end this show.
Yeah.
It's 2-1.
Okay, we got to end this quick then.
Let's end it 15 minutes early.
What the hell is that?
Katie, your bachelorette party is this Saturday night.
Shout out.
So, the theme is
tacky tourists.
Okay, how does that work?
Well,
you just bang guys? Is that what happens?
Well, hey,
pretty much.
Whose idea was tacky tourist? Your mom's?
No, it was my sister-in-law's.
Right.
Because the theme of my bridal shower is traveling from Miss to Mrs. So it was like a travel theme, the destination wedding.
Uh-huh.
So she wanted to use passports, and everyone gets a passport, and then every bar is a different country. So like there's a sushi bar that's like Japan, and every time you go there and you
Racist.
Take a shot, every time you go there and you take a shot, you get your passport stamped.
So this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, no, but you don't have to dress like a tourist. You can
dress
nice.
Yeah, you do, right?
Yes.
Are you
what does
concerned
that, mean?
That people want to dress sexy and they're dressed in like a tourist?
No, I know there's probably some people who would like to doll themselves up and do it, but I mean, everyone goes on bachelorette parties where they do that. That's the same thing every time. This is going to be the most comfortable bachelorette party on earth. Like, I'm going to be wearing white tennis shoes, white tube socks. I have the ugliest white sweatpant Bermuda shorts.
It's growing on me. I think I'm starting to like it. I like the idea of the because you're
going
to Annapolis, right?
Yep, we have fanny packs. Everyone has a fanny pack.
Rob wanted to know, asked earlier if everybody's going to be dressed like Robbie's ex-girlfriend.
Which one?
the most recent
the
ex.
The most touristy of them.
No, it's going to be, we're going to look, Erica and Kristen sent me what they ordered. They ordered like a big blow up, like, guy wearing this. I mean, it's so over.
They're bringing
the top.
A sex doll with them?
Pretty much. No, no, they're wearing it. They're inside of the suit.
Oh,
what?
What?
Swear to God. Google tacky tourist outfit on Amazon, and that's what they purchase. It's $21.99.
Okay. And who's in charge of transportation?
If everybody's going, we're going to like go to this, we're going to get our nails done at 2, and then we're going to go. Yes, exactly.
Nice.
We're going to
Google it on Amazon. You'll see it.
I think everyone's going to either meet it at my sister-in-law's and we'll take, you know, an Uber over or get dropped off over there. And then we're going
to
take a bus
back. Am I
going
to have to pick up Tawanda at some point? That's
well, it depends
question.
On if she's deciding she's staying down there or if she's coming home. If she's coming home, yeah, you have to pick her up.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to have to.
She can always lift back. She doesn't need to. You don't got to get her.
That's true.
Probably $30.
Yeah.
Well, you might want to come get her, though.
Yeah, well, she can get a little out of hand. Give her some wine.
Well, there's like 13 girls, and they're all pretty insane.
So maybe we're going to be doing our murder mystery. Otherwise, we would just follow you from bar to bar.
Well, I would, if you guys all after the murder mystery want to come down and party with us, we're going to be.
What? We shouldn't do that.
Well,
wait
no,
a
it'll be late.
Yes.
Well, it'll
we
be.
Should.
We've already done all the girl stuff at that point.
I'll do that, but two things. First of all, when I was driving home from the murder mystery this last Saturday, I was almost falling asleep.
Great.
The second thing is that you're saying yes, but I think that everybody else is going to be like, what the hell is he doing here?
I think we're all going to be too drunk to know whether or not. By the way, I don't care. I think it'd be really fun. And if you want to, it's not this like super. I mean, we're wearing freaking tacky tourist outfits. I mean, there's no rules.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to look real ugly.
I bet I am.
All right.
I also know that I'm probably going to be throwing up at the end of the night.
Oh, good.
Oh,
okay.
Then you definitely want to be there for that.
Oh, God, let me get myself down there.
And our friend's birthday is the night before. It's going to be a weekend of very little sleep.
There's going to be shots are going to be done.
So many shots.
Hey,
oh, wow.
I want to speak, since Katie's here, I want to ask you if you noticed something. So,
are you going to piss me off right now?
I don't know. Probably not.
Okay.
So, we went to Katie's aunt's house for Easter, but we went the day before Easter.
Okay.
Okay. And they have an Easter egg hunt for the kids. There's only like two little kids there, right? And then they have an Easter egg hunt for kind of the adults, but it's like the grandkids. So Katie's one of the grandkids, okay. And all of her cousins are grandkids, and I'm in that group.
Did you see the picture they posted?
No.
Oh my God.
Are they shitting on me?
No. It's because it's a picture of all the grandkids, and it's like me, my cousin, Joe, my cousin, and you look like a silver alert.
Yeah. Hey, her cousin, Pat, he just started drinking last year. I mean,
you straight up look like you wandered into the photo.
Yeah. And I'm like, guys, sounds about right. And I'm out there with a bag looking for eggs and everybody else just got out of college. So I'm almost like, hey, guys, since I'm the age of the parents.
You don't have to do it.
No, I want to do it, but I realize how ridiculous it looks for me to be out there.
Can we get that photo and post it?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Katie, we talked about this earlier. I want to get your thoughts. How many times would you guess that you and Joe will have sex during, not the full trip, your wedding, when people are gone, the nights when everyone's there?
So let me just say, yeah. So Wednesday through Saturday night, is that what we're saying?
That's fine, yeah. Oh, God. So we have the over-under at 1.5.
Because wedding night, we'll have sex.
What is a half?
Well, no, he's saying it's either going to be one or two.
Is there a half?
No, that, I just from a betting stamp. That way there's a bet either win or lose. You can't have a tie.
No, we'll have sex more than twice.
Not more than the first twice. Think about this. So Wednesday night, the first night we get there, you think we'll have sex? Probably not.
Your honeymoon?
No, we're not counting the honeymoon.
Sorry. Yeah, I misunderstood.
Not the honeymoon. Just when
obviously Thursday
there.
We're not.
No.
Way to keep the expectations low.
No.
So you're saying that the over-under is a half.
Yeah.
No, we're going to have sex our wedding night.
Or the morning after.
Listen.
You have to consummate it.
Yeah, it's not even official unless... Okay.
There is probably a 1% chance we have sex our wedding night.
What? 1%?
Man.
Joe, we're both going to be drunk.
Tired.
I've had sex drunk before. I don't know if you know that.
Exhausted.
He's had sex
drunk.
Exhausted.
Okay. All right. 15% chance.
No. By the way, I'm going to try to have sex with you our wedding
okay,
night.
Fine. All right. That's
so
fine.
We are 20%. We are going to have sex our wedding night.
Okay, well, fine.
The first time it's consensual.
Even if it's even if it's the first instead of the 31st, depending on what time it is.
No.
Can't you just wait until the morning? Is that?
Yeah, but that's still one.
Okay. The real question is, do you have sex at the night after the wedding, or is there sleep in between?
Like there's reception, and then we come back to the rooms, and we get out of our wedding dress and our suit, and then we have sex?
I don't know, maybe, but if we don't, we're too tired, we'll have sex the next morning.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
And that's fine. We'll have that.
That's more likely.
Yes. We're not going to have sex again until everybody's gone. Right. I know it's just too many people there. We're going to be too.
You're going to want to be out all night. I'm going to get tired.
Inebriated.
I don't even think we'll be with each other the whole time.
You might just not even like each other anymore.
You think
that.
It's still going
to happen? No, I think we're like literally going to have like our own vacation the first couple of days. And then we'll come back together and do the honeymoon together. But, like, we'll be spending a lot of time with, like, family and friends the first couple days.
Okay. Well, then how many for the whole trip, then?
Cause yeah.
How long? Okay. What's the honeymoon? It's Sunday to
Sunday night to Saturday. We're leaving Saturday afternoon.
Okay. So you've got... So
6 days.
So in those 6 days...
Probably four.
Yeah. It's a super sexy place. It's an adults-only resort. There's a lot of relaxing to do. So there's also some excursions that Joe doesn't seem super interested in doing.
Yeah, I can't wait to have sex after the excursion.
He wants to do an excursion.
Well, can I tell you, by the way, they all sound like fun, but like some of them, like you leave in the morning, you get back at night.
No one would do that.
Yeah, that's
no,
what
you
I'm saying.
Get on a boat, you go to an island, you swim. No, you swim in like these like caverns and you
I'll do that.
Take zip lining trips and ATVs.
There
and
was one. Was it the
you're not
zip
having sex
trip?
Four times? Is that what you're doing during
no,
the day?
No, not if we're doing that. Hey, by the way, if we're gone the entire day, I'm not going to have the what it takes to have
right. I think four is right on the nose.
Will you have sex more times the entire trip or that you're there or the 3 nights that Robbie and his girlfriend are there?
Who knows? Well, but are you gonna take Cialis again?
Why not? Right, I will.
It's over the counter there.
Here's the deal. Perfect. We need to make an agreement now. I'll take Cialis. I'd like to, right? But we have to have sex. You can't be like, I'm too tired.
I'm not going to leave you hanging. Okay. I'm not.
All right, then yeah.
I don't think hanging is the issue at
what,
that point.
What if you're I took hanging. One Cialis, one Viagra? Has anybody ever done that?
Oh, I'm sure somebody has. Listen,
you're not doing that on my honeymoon. You're not going to a Mexican hospital, okay? No, we're not
doing
that.
I'm going to Google if it says, what if you
okay,
take...
Okay, you can try it here. Try it another time.
That's your viral video right there.
Like, Jesus.
I'm going to say, what if you take one Cialis and one Viagra? Sorry.
Milligrams matter, right?
Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll solve this mystery. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob blew... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and... your wife.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
This I know to be true. It says Cialis takes effect in about 1 to 2 hours, right?
Okay.
Then it says, but stays in your system up to 36 hours. That's the issue I have.
It says don't go ziplining if you've done it.
Yeah, I can't. By the way, what if I'm erect and I'm ziplining? You know how dangerous that is?
Yeah.
They catch it on something.
I
probably
don't.
I think I'm fine.
Like such a disgusting thought.
Of Joe erect.
Yeah, that had to be horrible. Maybe less than
by the way, you know you have to wear one of those like those jumpsuit things that really... put your crotch out there. So if you're erect and that happens, that's so disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
So
I don't think
disgusting.
You can get erect in that situation.
Oh, I can if
can
I'm
we,
on...
I don't want to say erect.
If I'm on a Viagra
and
a Cialis.
If you're restricted down there, you can't... It won't work, right? I mean...
Yeah, but you know, sometimes like when you were in high school or not high school,
you'll
middle school,
free.
And you like put it up in your belt whatever. Yeah.
What?
Remember all the times that you hid an erection because you thought you were embarrassed by it? I think about that now. Like, why would I be embarrassed that I find this girl attractive? Shouldn't she be complimented by that?
I remember one time I was wearing sweatpants and I was at a football game.
Yeah.
And there was this girl that I had the hots for, and I guess she put her hand on me or something, but like on my shoulder, right? Yeah. And I was in the 9th grade, so of course, you know, immediately up it came. And I didn't stand there with my dick hard. I said, hey, I got to go for a second, and I ran away.
Ew.
You didn't notice as a teenager
honestly,
in school? Honestly,
like, the idea of hard dicks are disgusting to me.
But you never noticed that when you were in high school and like, that
she, like,
guys would get an
dicks.
Erection.
I do remember at a dance, well... like when you're dancing with a guy and you're kind of grinding,
of course,
it's clear that they have this like raging boner, right?
And your thoughts are that are you're disgusted, you're intrigued.
I'm
you're
usually
upset.
Grinding on somebody that I think is probably attractive. I'm trying to probably make that happen,
right?
But I'm not following through with it at that point. You know what I mean? I'm not.
You're
this
not
is high school.
Oh, you're not going to go suck this guy's dick.
But
no, I hope you're not. Following
you're okay
through with, it.
With him having an erection.
In that instance, yeah. I mean, if I just walk by and there was a guy...
just stroking it.
No, there was a guy wearing...
You look good today, Katie.
If there's a guy wearing sweatpants and he has a boner and I'm sitting next to him, like, yeah, that's...
Well, I got news for
you. I'm creeped out by it.
That's happened a lot.
When you're in your early adolescence, you don't have a lot of control over that kind of stuff.
No, you don't.
I don't think later in life you do either.
You're right.
No.
Yeah.
I have a lot of control over that.
I wouldn't say a lot.
I do.
You're different. I mean, not everybody... You know, north of 50 or is it south of 50?
It's north. It feels like
north
south.
North of 50 has that, you know, some people have that problem.
You don't have that much control if you're buying Cialis and Viagra.
No, actually, I'm telling you the truth. And believe me, I got all kinds of problems. I need to lose 20 pounds, right? My hairline's receding. I have some issues. I have a ton of gray hair.
Never noticed.
I get tired easily. I have sleep apnea. I mean, there's issues.
Yeah,
but my dick gets hard whenever I want it to. I've never had an issue.
Usually with all those issues, there's no reason for it to get
Katie,
hard.
Have I ever had that issue?
Never had that issue.
No, I haven't.
No, you've never had that issue.
I mean, can I take pride in the one thing that I can do?
Of course.
As a man.
I mean, girls don't even have something remotely close
sometimes
to that.
Katie's nipples don't get hard. It bothers
ugh,
me.
Gross. Ugh, kick her out of
God,
bed.
God, they're definitely not hard right now.
turn the air up.
The nipply tourists this Saturday night.
Can I go watch the Caps game?
Yeah, go ahead. We're going to be watching it soon. We'll wrap it up soon.
Anyway, this week we're doing a show at the Boomy Shriners. We don't know what to expect. It's the Boomy Temple. It's this huge venue outside of, it's near White Marsh, I guess, technically.
Yeah, the public can buy tickets, but Robbie's been bitching because I guess they haven't been promoting it.
Well, I keep texting the guy, and he seems like everything's fine. So.
Go ahead, Robbie.
If they've been promoting it internally and someplace where we can't see, that's fine. If it's full, I just want it to be a good show.
No, you're right, Robbie. You're right. I want it to be a good show as well.
But you can't find it anywhere on the internet except for Die Laughing and your website, Rob. That's it.
I saw it on their newsletter.
Nice. All the Shriners are going to be there.
A hard copy of their newsletter?
The one that was you could download off their site that I'm sure they'd email out. Maybe they mail it out too. I don't know.
Well, it's not on their site now. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay. Well,
I saw it on their site in four days.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you, Robbie.
Send me that link. I'm dying to see it. I mean, dying seems like a straw.
Wow, man, you really want the Shriners to get a good show.
Yeah. Am I doing this? I'm not doing this now. Okay. Boomy News Magazine.
While you're doing it, I want to say one thing. So we just had our show at Sing for Your Life, which we haven't done in a while.
It's good to do again.
Yeah, we did it at AMP. It was a great show. But one thing, they make us, that room, they make us buy the food that they stock in the green room. You pay like a surcharge, and then they have
a whole fee for everything to set up everything.
Right. So because of that, I always take all the K-cups for the breakfast blend, and usually I can get like 20 of those. And I think they saw me coming because they only had 5 of them.
Yeah. Well,
I still took them, but I always take them to try to at least get our money's worth for that. But they only had 5 this time, and that I think they were on to me.
I think so, too. And you, this is the show where we don't have Robbie. We used to have a karaoke guy, and now we do it ourselves. So,
I wish we had Robbie, if I'm being honest.
You did the sound, Joe. You did just fine. Look, I found it on their newsletter, April, May. There's an ad for it, Robbie. So,
please send me that link.
Okay.
What's that link going to do? What would you do with it?
If it's on the internet, I can link to it. That's all I want.
It's a downloadable thing. You have to download.
Okay. I still don't know how to get to it.
Will you put it on a flash drive and hand it out to everyone?
Okay, I just sent
this
it to
newsletter,
you.
This electronic newsletter.
So you did. I thought you were seamless.
It was fine. Look, here's the thing. I don't do that.
But
right?
It's not hard.
I'm not saying. Well, actually, it's not that it's not hard. I'm not familiar with an apple. I'm not. I've never used it except for when I'm using it. So, you know, there's a comfort level. You're more comfortable because you use it all the time.
No, of course.
So I don't use that software, and I don't use that, what do you call this, this piece of hardware. So I don't use the software, and I don't use the hardware.
The laptop, the MacBook, yes.
Right. Now, it's just Robbie, I wish Robbie would do it. That's all I'm going to say. I wish Robbie would do it. But we use iTunes, so Robbie's not going to, he won't be
well,
part
Well, what
of
it. Is it that you were having trouble with?
Not trouble. I'm just never comfortable.
But you'll be better next time, right?
I mean, I'll be better than, depends. If we don't do it for a year, I'll
We're doing it June 22nd, Brightbox, Winchester, 2 shows.
I guess. Also, the other thing is this. I'm not comfortable, and we were able to set it up, but I'm not comfortable with that either. I'm not technically savvy. I'm not comfortable with getting everything.
Plus okay, but it was super easy.
It ended up being pretty easy.
Yes.
I'm also at the mercy of a lot of other people. And when Robbie's there, it's a security blanket. Robbie's going to be the one to go, make sure the lights go out, make sure this happens.
Okay.
And when I'm Robbie has me. I have Robbie. When Robbie's not there, it's just me.
But think of the stress of using Robbie and trying to have him on my computer. That would never happen.
Well, it's not that. It's Robbie would be the one that wouldn't do that. It's not. And by the way, Robbie still would be better on that computer than I would be because he's.
Well, I didn't notice anything, Joe.
No, I did. I pulled it off.
Yeah.
I started Dead or Alive early. Like, I did all the things you're supposed to do. But I was never really like, okay, good. I'm in a good place.
Okay.
Although I did catch something, and I was pretty proud of myself. because you had the girl do sound turn the music down, and I knew that when I went to play the out song, it wasn't going to go.
Right.
So I had to run off stage to tell her to turn the music back up. If not, we wouldn't have been able to end the scene.
You did well.
Thanks.
Anyway, that's the show, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. Look for the, if you're a patron, you can still get on Patreon, $5. You can hear not only this new episode that comes out here in a few days, but every single one we've ever done.
Yeah, yeah, and go to the Boomy Temple this day. You can sit right up front.
Check it out. Yeah. You go to the website, download the thing. Later, guys.
Later.